The budget, I thought it was a very bold and well thought through budget. What I liked is that it really focuses on securing our country's future, and it focuses on a high wage, low tax economy, which I think is the only way to help lift people out of poverty and give everybody the chance to flourish, really.
And what did you make of the biggest announcement yesterday, which was the living wage and that being £9 by 2020?
I think it's fantastic news, really. And as the Chancellor said, Britain deserves a pay rise. And I know it's been a tough few years for a lot of people, myself included. And I think it's fantastic news, really. And the fact that is even sort of factored in how that will affect businesses by also looking at the national insurance contributions for businesses and supporting businesses that way. I think it's a well thought out plan, really.
And what would you say to the critics that would say that this affects the under-25s as they're not going to be they're lifted out of it?
What I'd say is, well, first of all, we are a country what's still recovering from the worst recession since peacetime, you know, since the Second World War, and we've got to start somewhere, really. Now, people over 25, you know, typically that older tend to have more responsibilities, whether it's mortgages, children. So I do think it's right that we focus on those first. Obviously, if we had all the money, we'd do everybody at once. But that's why the Chancellor is working towards having been like one of the countries to actually have a surplus by 2019-2020, which then we can help more people, really. But I mean, also we're also looking at you know, creating more apprenticeships, and it doesn't actually mean that under 25s can't earn that wage. You know, there's several sort of jobs out there, but obviously it doesn't guarantee they can. But I just think those over 25 who's got that kind of responsibilities and that kind of experience, I think it's great that we're supporting those to begin with first.
And how do you think people's pockets will be affected in your constituency?
Well, in my constituency, I mean, I've actually got the stats sent through to me today. If we take the personal allowance, the increase in the personal allowance, you know, it's to rise to 11,000 this year, and then it's by the end of the parliament, it's going to go up further. Now, over this, by April 2016, there'll be they're estimating 808 people in Morning Out would be taken out of tax altogether, and 38,500 people will benefit from an increase in the personal allowance in 2016 as well. And that's a hell of a lot of people, 38,000, to be affected in a positive way by these changes.
And obviously we've seen some announcements on the devolution of powers of Sunday shopping laws, and some talks of devolution to the Leeds area and Manchester and places in the north. What have you made about that? Do you support devolution, and how far would you like to see it go?
I am a big supporter of devolution, and I think it's great what they're doing in Manchester, to be honest. And as somebody who's sort of been a councillor and very much a volunteer involved in the charity sector as well, I think, you know, putting more power down to the people, I think that's important. And I do like the fact that the Chancellor is fully behind this. And to me, the further you are away from Westminster, you know, it can seem a bit of a divide. So I think it's great that this government is focusing on the north. And to me, it's the people locally who knows what decisions are right for local people, really. So I think devolution is a key way forward, and I'm fully behind it. I just want to make sure, I mean, I had meetings with the minister the other day regarding this. All the a few of the Yorkshire MPs had meetings to discuss the devolution. And I just want to make sure it's very well thought out, and there's safeguards in place, so it's not just very, you know, lead-centric. I'd like to make sure that those on the periphery, however big it decides to go, you know, whether it's going to be West Yorkshire devolution deal or whether it's going to be more of a city deal, I do want to make sure that those on the periphery gets their fair share of funding as well, and that they're deeply considered in every decision that's made.
Because we've actually seen some MPs voice their support for almost a county-wide devolutionship and have it as Yorkshire as a whole. Would that be something that interests you?
I think it's too early to say, in all honesty. I think we need to... There's several factors that need ironing out. I mean, if you look at... I mean, I know there's been talks about North Yorkshire coming on board as well, and as far across to Scarborough and everything. But if you look at, I mean, if you look at West Yorkshire, and if it is going to include parts of North Yorkshire, it's so diverse. You know, you've got very rural communities. You've got the seaside resorts of Scarborough, as what was discussed when I went to meetings this week. Plus, you've got some areas, you know, of like the cities of Leeds and Bradford and Wakefield, and like Morley itself is a little market town. So it's so diverse. I think we need to, if it is going to go down that route, then, as I said, we need to make sure that safeguards are in place, that everybody has a voice in it.
And are you looking forward to the idea of this great northern powerhouse and sort of more investment coming up to the north?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think consecutive governments have ignored the north, really. And that's why I'm pleased that we've got a Chancellor who's got a northern constituency. And so, I think it's a good thing.
And obviously you've been in Parliament, you were elected in 2015. How have you found life in Parliament so far?
It's been completely surreal. I think to begin with, I mean, having been on the campaign trail and as a candidate for 2 years prior to being elected, you sort of live off your adrenaline continuously and all the excitement and so, you know, I feel so privileged and so happy to be representing the people, that I haven't quite come down from that high yet, really. I'm getting about 4 hours sleep tonight because I'm still pinching myself. It's sort of amazing to be in this position, and I've hit the ground running, actually. I've been asked to chair several all-parliamentary groups, such as the Local Government Association and Local Democracy, which is all about town and parish councils as local democracy, and the Local Government Association, you know, support for councils. And having been a councillor myself, I think that's important. I'm also involved very much into the health agenda, so I've been elected onto the Health Select Committee. I'm going to be doing a national campaign along with the Chief Medical Officer on hand hygiene and preventing infections in hospital. That's going to be in the autumn, so I've really got to stick in. But I think what I've found is, sort of being a new BMP, it's the diverse things that constituents come to you with. I mean, today I've been at a school regarding Abby Longfellow, one of my 12-year-old constituents, 12-year-old girl who's trying to get access to a drug, and there's not much evidence that this drug's going to support her, but it's sort of like trying to take it through to NHS England and different government bodies. And at the same time, I'm getting emails about potholes. So it's so diverse. But it's, as I said, it's just I see it's such a privilege to be here and sort of getting stuck in there.
I was going to say, you must have had to hit the ground running, especially with unseating Ed Balls on election night.
it's been bonkers, quite frankly, and I'm living every moment of it. But over the last 2 months since being elected, I've had over 4,000 pieces of casework come through. And I got elected on a Friday, and the Monday I was in Parliament having my induction. But you don't have an office; there's sort of like no manual of what to do type of thing. So I had to get a team together and try and work through all the correspondence and get an office, you know. And so it's all been all action stations, really.